do these one more time, right? Get right to new stuff. Thank you. find yourself a prayer partner this morning. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. can do better than that. Come on. You may be seated.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? All right, blessed. I like that. This is offering time. I'll go ahead and do this part. As you're getting ready, if you're giving by cash and would like an offering envelope, we have them. If you'd like one, just raise your hand. Can you help me, Brother Dean? My cable gets shorter every week. I'm just going to read you a quick scripture about investment. How many of you know that God means business? It's not just a game that we play. God, everything God does, He's looking for a return on, and we should be the same way. We don't just do stuff to do it. What we put in, something is going to come out of it. And Jesus said here in Matthew 6, 19, I'm just going to read this real quick. This is about what we're doing this morning. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For, as I mentioned several times, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We're always looking to make the wisest investment, the best choice, you know, something that's going to do something at a low risk. But let me tell you, in this world we live in, everything is high risk that doesn't come from God. The only wise investment that you can make and count on is the investments you make with God. And God will lead you and guide you. It's about being obedient. We have the Holy Spirit, our advisor. We don't need to go to somebody like Brother Dean. No, we do. But we do have the Holy Spirit. And in offering times, you need to listen. He knows what you need. That's why we need to be Spirit-led in the area of giving. But when you invest into the kingdom of God, that investment is forever. It won't burn up. It won't rust up. It won't be destroyed. It won't be stolen. It lasts. Devil can't take it away. It's forever. Amen. What you do for God lasts. So on that note, I hope you've prepared yourself and used wisdom. But if you got your offering ready, I just want you to stand up with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And just raise it up and worship God with it. Father, I thank you for this time of sowing into your kingdom. Lord, we do it because we love you. And we want to honor you in the area of giving. We want to honor you in every area of our life. It's our desire to be obedient and surrender everything that we have to your will, Father. So this morning we do it in the area of finances. But Father, we know that we're not just putting money into a plate, but we're laying up treasures in heaven, Father. There is a reward for what we're doing. And Father, I thank you that it's not just something we'll reap the benefits of when we die, but Lord, in this life too, we will see the fruit of our investment, Father. Lord, I thank you for every willing partner here that's being obedient to your word, and I pray and believe with them for the manifestation of whatever it is that they need, whatever they're believing for you for, either in the area of finances or in any other area. I just believe with them right now as they invest. Father, I pray that return over their life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, the Bible says to bring your tithe, so we just bring it up. So you can do that. Thank you, Brother Kizo.
Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Anybody excited this morning? Anybody excited? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. We got a good one there. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord again. And again and again and again and again. All righty. Look at somebody and tell them, stick to the stuff. Can I have one of those, brother? Hallelujah. There we go. These were slow pitch brothers. Hallelujah. Look at somebody. Everybody say it again. Stick to the stuff. Where's Sister Bell and Glory go? Did they get offended already? Somebody say hallelujah. Get up and tell three people, stick to the stuff. Hallelujah. Somebody go get, we got 10% of our people out there in that hallway. Go get them. Hallelujah. Come on now, don't leave it. Please don't leave it. Tell three people to stick to the stuff. Go in that bathroom stall where Bella is and tell them. Stick to the stuff. Amen. Let's go back to the book of Nehemiah. This is good stuff. Really good stuff. And it came to pass, Nehemiah chapter 4, I believe I'm starting at 1. And it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Look, somebody say, every once in a while you're going to do something for God that's going to tick people off. Whether what you do, you know what? Not everybody's going to be happy when you step out to do something good for Jesus. Amen. Not everybody's going to be happy when you take a step of faith. And we think that everything you're going to do, everybody's just going to be clapping and applauding and beating horns and just shouting for you. Sometimes when you really do a thing for God, it's going to just tick people off. Some of us are specialists at it, aren't we? Amen. So we say, hallelujah. We ought to start to do stuff to make heaven happy and the devil mad. Amen. Well, what do? When you got certain things that get out there, you're just not going with the flow of things. Today is keep it easy. Don't ruffle the water. Keep it real easy. Don't do anything that would get anybody upset. Lord, don't preach anything that makes somebody mad in church. Don't ever tell somebody they're mad or might be going, they're wrong or might be going the wrong way. Today, everybody wants to be so seeker-friendly. You know, we want to make it everybody feel comfortable. Forget about God. You know, there are certain things that God won't hang with. You know, there are certain things, certain attitudes, certain spirits, certain mentalities. You know, where the Spirit of God just won't abide, where the anointing itself chooses not to rest there. But we'd rather have a big crowd than have Jesus. We'd rather have a big crowd than have the manifestation of the power of God in manifestation. That's not right, is it? Well, in order to do that, you got to decide who you want to make happy. Have you made up your mind who you want to make happy with your life? Creflo was talking this morning about following the will of God for his life. Many times the will of God led him down some strange places. Sometimes the will of God is going to lead you someplace in order to make the Spirit of God happy on your life or God pleased with you. Amen. You're going to have to go some places that might cause a little bit of friction. What happens when you do something when people get wroth? Someone say wroth. And took great. Someone say great. Indignation. And mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of the Samaria. Everybody know what Samaria is, right? Mixed breed. And said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Wow. Anybody ever felt feeble before? You know, you ever just got some blows in you? You know, sometimes the word, you know, look at this church, it's looking kind of loose this morning, aren't we? All of a sudden, people out there, you know, it's one thing. You know, they say, just keep it quiet. Don't make no noise. But they look and say, what is that little group of people doing? Haven't they quit yet? Haven't they given up yet? Haven't they tucked their tail between their legs and said, forget it. hide for a couple years. What's that sign doing out front? What are those feeble, crazy Nations Church people? What are those Jews doing? You ever did anything to make people wonder, what are they doing now? Now what are they up to? Oh, come on, people. What are those feeble? Well, if it's so feeble, what are you worried about it for? Anybody ever stopped a car for an ant to cross the road? Uh-uh. What are these feeble, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will the weak ever make themselves strong? Will they ever make a change? Will ever they put things back together again? Will they restore themselves? Now what are they doing? Anybody looked at the nosy neighbors? Anybody ever have nosy neighbors? I mean, every little thing you do, they right there. Amen? I believe this is kind of neat. I think sometimes God allows things to happen to draw attention. You know that? Every once in a while, people, you know, you could do great things and great things will draw attention. I mean, everybody looking at it, wow, look at what's happening over there. But every once in a while, something will happen. And it will cause all eyes to be looking on that pathetic little situation. Notice that when Jesus was on the cross, all heaven, all hell, amen. And anybody with half a mind was looking at that situation of humility, weren't they? Why? Because God was about to do something. Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Look at somebody and say, what are you going to do? No, look at somebody and ask them, what are you going to do? Oh, y'all are real quiet. Don't look like you're going to do much. Amen. I mean, you can't even say that. My Lord. I might have to ask a question. Look at somebody and say, what are you going to do? Now, y'all left me alone in worship. Don't leave me alone in preaching. I'll change this message real quick. Hallelujah. Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down the stone wall. Isn't that a trip? That's a real miserable situation. Man, it can't even take a fox to crawl up the thing, you know? Forget an army. I mean, even if a fox crawled up the darn thing, it would fall apart. How vulnerable are you at this point? But when people got up there and they started to do that stuff, when you get attention on you, your walls might be torn down that you can't even handle a fox crawling up your... I mean, you can't take much more. One more thing, I'll just snap. You let one more thing happen, that's just it. I'm just going to fall apart. He got there to this situation, then all of a sudden, when those people came about, this prayer is an awesome prayer. I want to teach you all a prayer. There are different prayers in the Bible, but you're going to learn to pray just about all of them. Amen. When they had people that were looking on them, despising them, you know, they said that as long as that wall's all messed up, as long as they're vulnerable to anything the devil wants to do, vulnerable to whatever circumstance happens, that's okay. But as soon as they start to do something about those broken walls, amen, the people got upset. They developed this prayer. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Wow. We had gone through some stuff just several weeks ago. You know, we just didn't know what to do. We didn't know which way to pray. You know, we just had people provoked. I could see if we were doing something that would affect them. Yeah. But if you're not doing, I mean, come on. people. How many is in here this morning? Amen. But literally provoked. And we didn't know what way to go. And then all of a sudden this prayer, in a 6:30 in the morning prayer, it just popped out. I said, wow, all I got to do is repeat this prayer. Let's see what heaven does. It works. Let's pray this. Somebody say, hear, O God, for we are despised. Anybody ever been despised before? Jesus was despised and rejected of all men. It's all right. You got to learn to go through some stuff and still hang. Amen. You won't always be the popular character. Amen. Not everybody's going to agree with every message you preach or with everything you've got to do. What happens when you're not? Hear, O Lord, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builder. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we built the wall. Somebody say, so we built. Why? He said so. Sometimes it seems so futile to do things. It seems so silly to do things. Build it anyhow. How many are helping us build a wall here? Just for a little, I don't care how long your season is, but you're just here building a wall. Why? He just said so. Just build the wall. Don't give up. Don't quit. I mean, the wall might be rugged. It might just seem dumb. Might be easy to watch TV on Sunday morning, but you come here, amen. You know, you come here. What am I doing here? You come here to work. So say, let's work. So we built the wall, and the wall was joined together unto half thereof, for the people had a mind. Somebody say they had a mind to work. That's one thing about work. You got to have a mind to work. You can't work dumb. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You've got to have a mind to work. If you're going to build a wall, let me tell you what. So we built the wall. If you don't have a mind to build the wall won't get built. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody got a mind to work? Sometimes you got to have a mind to work even though you don't understand it. He'll give you a piece to work that passes all understanding. Amen. Jesus will come, I'll be building the wall. Amen. Next assignment after that, amen. I don't know. Let him figure that out. But all I'm going to do right now is fix the wall. Amen. The people had a mind to work. There's something about a mind to work. You can tell when somebody's got a mind to work. Somebody say mind. Say it one more time. Mind. That means that, you know, that mind to work, you can tell when you got a mind to do something. It's not difficult to do it. In this mind, they said this mind that they're talking about real quick, it means that they didn't have a problem with working. They weren't working and griping. They had a mind to work. When you got a mind to work, you don't gripe about it. When you got a mind to work, you don't need nobody poking you and probing you. Come on now. Come on. Let's get there. When you got a mind to do something, nobody can stop you from doing it. Nobody's got to beg you to do it. You know what I figured out? One thing I figured out, you can't make anybody do anything. I don't care how holy you are, how much of a prophet you are, how much of a man, a woman of God, or whatever you are, you can't make anybody do anything. You can only lead people and let them do what the Holy Ghost lays them to do. Amen. People have got to have the Holy Spirit work over them to where they get a mind to do right. A mind to build the wall. How many got a mind to build? Don't just say it because it's what the message is this morning, but you just got, it wasn't difficult. Somebody called me up. Hey, weren't we supposed to put out flyers? Where you at, Pastor? Well, I said Tizo was putting out the flyers, amen. But I got up and I said, hey, you come here, I'll be ready in 15 minutes. You know why? Not because I cared. That somebody said, hey, we out here putting out the side, the pastor's sitting there watching the TV. I don't care what you say about that. You know what? It wasn't hard for me to put my clothes on and get going, amen. Not because I was worried about what you would say. Because I figured out you can do right and you still be mad, amen. None of that stuff matters. But I could get dressed and get ready to go in 15 minutes. You know why? Because I had a mind to do it. It wasn't difficult. Amen? Amen. Because that's the primary focus of my life. I mean, that's a governing value to build the wall. So it's not hard when you got a mind to do something. Amen. One of the things it says they had a mind is it says their feelings go along with it. We taught a thing on inspiration. You can tell when people are inspired. you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to be inspired. There's no such thing as a person that has the Holy Ghost on the inside of them and they don't have any passion. They have no inspiration. And it's more than just shaking in your seat on Sunday morning. Lord, I'm so glad they didn't stay in the upper room. Wouldn't it be a trip they just stayed in the upper room shaking and rolling in fire on their head? You know, they all sitting in the upper room, you know, they all just sitting up there with their head burning. You know, aren't you glad they got out?
Amen.
Preach the gospel everywhere.
Amen.
I mean, we've been there. We've been there right here in this old building. We had a thing where nobody, all they wanted to do was come on Friday night and sit up there. Ooh, oh, all service long, three, four, you know. They didn't stay in the upper room. They got out of the upper room, went preaching everywhere. Amen. If it's really the Holy Ghost, they're going to be inspired. They didn't write whole chapters of the Bible. I mean, there's not a thing about manifestation. You know, of course, manifestation throughout the Bible, but those manifestations went along with people as people were doing what God told them to do. Those were fruits of someone's obedience, of them carrying out a call. Amen. So, when people are, somebody say inspiration. When you have a mind to do something, inspiration, I mean, it's, you're just going to be inspired to do it. It's not difficult. You know, there. What are the fruits of inspiration? What's the word inspiration? You break it down, somebody say, inspirited. You're going to be in spirit about it. Everybody say, we got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you? You ever heard that? Well, you got to be the same way. If you're going to put up the wall, you got to have spirit to put up the wall. They had spirit even though they had a wall that was so terrible even a fox would tear the thing down. But yet they had a mind, and that mind said they were willing, and they had feeling and emotion to go along with their willingness. Every once in a while, as faith people get to the point and say, you don't have to feel anything, you just got to do it by faith. Well, yeah, that's one way. But if you're going to be totally whole, you should take authority over your emotions too and do it with the right attitude. I'm just walking by faith. Well, you're a miserable thing. And take your faith to the next level. Amen. Of course you're going to be obedient. Well, be obedient with the right attitude, with the right spirit.
Amen.
Don't go into heaven and say, here it is. It's what you ask. Say, well done, not good and faithful servant, with the attitude. Now, you got to do things the way God. You know, my mom would say, you know, we get out there. She said, you better do it. You better act like you're enjoying it. Amen. She would say, hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad somebody's laughing this morning. Somebody say, inspirited. They had a mind to work.
Amen.
You know, you just need to enjoy doing what God wants you to do. You know, one of the things that we learned, my friend, we said, listen, we got to this point and we realized that we're not responsible for success. He is. We're responsible to be obedient. You know what? If he comes and I'm still building the wall, as long as I'm building the wall, whoop-de-doo. Hallelujah. He's responsible for the rest.
Amen.
We try to go beyond there. Well, what you going to do after the wall's up? Who gives a rip? You just build the wall with the right attitude.
Amen.
Get around somebody you enjoy building with. Put the stone in there. Amen. What y'all doing? Putting up balloons? Why are you putting the balloons? I don't know. Just put them up there. Amen. That's a good... It's a stone. Hallelujah. Kathy got that grass thing out in the children's church. Anybody got no kids yet? Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone say, put it in there. Act like you're enjoying it. Jesse's acting like a treasure. Ain't nothing to treasure yet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put it in there. Act like you're enjoying it. Before they could build, they had to have a mind to build. Willing, with the right attitude, and cheerful. It means they were building with a cheerful heart. One thing I figure out about churches, when you say, why do we have so many churches? Because just like compartments, we just enjoy hanging together as we're waiting for Jesus to show up. That's what it's all about. We just enjoy hanging together while we're waiting for Jesus to show up. But it came to pass, oh, my clock says 4:03. Who's going to help me here? What time is it? Hallelujah. 12:05. Can I fit 10 more minutes? Is that all right to have 10? Oh, we're doing overtime. They're going to think we had revival. Hallelujah. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and these other dudes, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. Somebody say, mad again. Isn't that a mess? Isn't that sad? Mad because your walls are coming together. This time they were very mad. Did they do anything to those people? They were just building their wall. Were they using those stones out of the wall to throw at them? No. What were they doing? They were building their walls, and the people were mad again. Why am I teaching this? Because we just started, you know, I figured out, learn. People just get mad. Get ready for it. And conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Everybody say hinder. Say it one more time, hinder. Say it one more time, hinder. Boy. Hindrances. You know what hindrances, you know, hindrances come. Hindrances like, they, you know, hindrance will come and just mess you up. You look at a door, somebody say hinges. Hindrances are like hinges on a door. You get people that get in there with the wrong attitude. You know what all they do? You try to lock the door to keep the devil out, keep the sheep in and do whatever he has. But you know those hindrances will get on there and the door will try to hold on a hindrance person or a hinge type person. And they'll swing the door wide open, double-minded in every way. Somebody say, look out for hindrances. If the devil can't stop you, he'll try to hinder you. Actually, he has no ability to stop you. He can't stop you. The only thing he can hinder, the only thing he can do is hinder you if you let him. But you got to make up your mind that you won't be hindered. One of the things that we're learning about this way, you know, if you just hold out, you'll win. If you just hold out, you'll win. We figured out we got to learn to be outstanding. I've learned, you know, you can try to fight and do all this other stuff. Well, yeah, fight. But you know what I figured out? The devil doesn't have endurance. He has no ability to renew himself. He's just got that much energy, and as soon as he finishes that assignment, he's going to get tired, and he's going to have to give up. But the believer can do something. You know what we have, people? We have the ability to what? Renew ourselves. You can get a second wind. And if you just hold out just a little bit longer than the storm, a little bit longer than the pressure, a little bit longer than the situation, you just make up your mind, I'm going to stand. I'm going to outstand the devil. How many of you want to be outstanding? I believe that's what outstanding is. It's people that just made up their mind, you know what? I'm going to buckle up, shut up, you know, and just do what God told me to do and outstand the devil. When the dust settles, amen, I'm still going to be standing. How do you know you're still going to be standing? Stand up right now. Stand up right now. That's evidence that you're going to be standing later on. Amen. Because if he could have knocked you out, he would have knocked you out a long time ago. You're still standing. You want to find out if you're a winner or you're a loser, think about your last battle. You're still here. Amen. And your battle's not over. Amen. You can outstand him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. One of the statements I made, I was trying to make some smart little witty statements, you know, when I had nothing to do in Bible school. Said, so looking over my previous battles, I figured out that I'm a winner or I'm a conqueror. That's how you know what you are, when you look over what you've been through. We're going to get there. Hallelujah. Amen. And conspired themselves against them to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Look out for people that get mad. I know you're getting out there to do your work, and you don't think about those things. When you get out here, you say, we're going to start a church. And all you think about is just the wonderful children's workers are going to run the church. Oh, the children's workers are going to come. That's all you think about. Oh, my Lord. All the great singers are going to come. The musicians are going to flock. The millionaires are going to flock. That's all you think about is going to come running. You know, all the best are going to come running. It's all going to be in there. But you never think about Sister Lulu, Looney Tunes. Brother Hindrance. People that get mad, you know, they say, let's go take the promised land, but they forgot that in the promised land there was some other stuff out there they had to deal with in order to take it. Didn't say receive the promised land. It's a big difference, isn't it? Said take it. We receive the blessings of God, amen, but the promised land you're going to have to take. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Dean's smiling. I like that. Amen. We're going to have to take it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God. Hindrances. Somebody say hindrances. When people get angry, what do? Get mad too? Now I know sometimes you feel like it. I told somebody before, you know, we had this little thing we used to call it, this is a job for carnal man. You know how Superman would jump into the little thing and he'd jump into the thing and he'd come out already. You know, he'd go, when something would happen, he'd jump into this little telephone booth and he'd come out Superman. You know, when we're young in the faith, you know, when the devil comes our way, you know, until we learn, every once in a while, we just jump into the flesh. This is a job for carnal man. Who's that? Who said what? Who did what? Hold on, let me put on carnal man and get over there and deal with him. How many of you still operate like that? How many still, oh, come on. I saw you flying this week, brother, so don't tell me, amen. I saw you with your cape on, amen. I'll tell you exactly when it happened, amen. Yesterday at about 4 o'clock, amen. You had your cape on flying. Ha, hallelujah. So let's say hallelujah. And if I say one more sentence, he'll put that cape on again. No, I'm joking. I'm talking to all of us. Somebody said, you got that big thing on. You can just look at it. You got to learn to discern those things. Somebody said, this is a job for carnal man. You go digging that boy up out of the grave. Instead of calling on help from heaven, you go to the grave and say, where is that old man? I know you used to do some stuff. I know he can handle it. He got some words. He can speak that vocabulary. I'm gonna go dig him up. You wait 1 minute. You got to go deep, but dig up the years, you know. Get up out of that grave. Somebody say hallelujah. We can't be like that, given the change. I used to think, turn the other cheek, you know, turn around. Carnal man, no. Somebody say, keep him in the ground. When people get angry, don't call carnal man. Don't go there. That's not going to do anything. It took me 5. Don't do it. Pray. Two people you need to look. Two kind of situations you're dealing with here, and we've experienced them all. When the world gets angry. When people that don't understand you get angry. When they get mad just because they're mad. What do? You pray that first prayer. Sooner or later, you're going to get to the thing. You know, there are others just not going to get mad, but there are other people that are going to come around. They don't manifest. But they're just there to do nothing but to hinder you. You got to look out for hindrances. It comes in all ways and all forms. Not every hindrance has a big mouth. Two types of people you need to look out for. That mad one that will never show up. If they can't, you know, if they can't stop me from the outside, amen. You know, the devil will try to get up there and say, hey, I'm in your life to do nothing but to hinder you. My little phone calls every other week is nothing but any, it's nothing, it's not meant to do anything but to hinder you. My lifestyle. You know, I know you're trying to run to God with everything that's in you. You're trying to live right, trying to hold your marriage together and your life together. Amen. But I'm going to walk halfway and I'm just going to try to walk right beside you. And you know it's going to be hard for you to walk as fast as you need to walk with God. You know, you going to church again? I'm just meant to hinder you. Anybody discern their hindrances? Or you discern the things that hold you? So you know, you got to throw off those things that so easily beset you. Hindrances. Different people that call themselves saints but are really ain'ts. Bible says don't be yoked together with unbelievers. You got to match yourself up with people of the same faith, same heart, same mindset that believe in you, and you both believe in God and you believe in them, and you can run in that fashion. Cut those hindrances off. And how do you do it? They didn't jump into carnal man when they got to that point. Amen. But they did this. They said, listen, they came to Hendrick in verse 9. They said, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. I know for a fact hindrances have come. Amen. But if you pray, you'll make it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you pray, you'll make it. If you pray, you'll make it. Now, we talked about two different types of people today. I'm sure our visitors say, man, I don't want to be around them people. They're always on the lookout, you know? No, it's not like that, but you got to learn certain things. Amen? Let's build the wall with the right attitude. Let's build the wall with the right attitude. Let's just pray that God give you a mind just to build. Amen? Don't worry about the success of it. Leave that to Jesus. You just build. Amen? When the devil gets angry and starts to roar and start to growl, pray. And it tells you specifically what to pray. Just pray that prayer. Amen? And then when people get around you and you feel hindered, amen? Pray. Amen? Pray about the angry. And also pray about those hindrances, and God will bring some things, some good things to your life. We get to be here tonight. We don't have to finish this all. Amen? But we just got enough to go with it. Amen? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Someone said, let's build it. Say, let's build it. That's just where we are right now. I pray that you're strong. I know it's not like the normal kind of Sunday morning message that you usually catch, but God knows. You get up here and teach church building kind of stuff on Sunday morning. Most people want to go in here. How do I get out of my problems? I got stuff this morning I'm dealing with, you know. I came to get hear about those things. Build a wall. Just build the wall. Seek first the kingdom of God and all those other things be added unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Just seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. And all that other stuff be added. It'll turn. I'm going to pray for you. Is that all right? Father, thank you for these wonderful people. And do that with sincere hearts. That's even a prophetic thing right there. Let's just thank God for them. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for faithful people. We thank you for people that are able to love, to care, and to have compassion, and to support. Lord, we thank you for their faith. Lord, we thank you for their encouragement. Father, we pray that you would just bless them supernaturally in any way, Father God. We pray for every issue, Father God. Any blockages in people's lives, in the area of finance, Father God, in the area of relationship, Father God, where they want to go ahead in areas. Father, if there's a path hindered in anybody's life, Lord, I thank you as we spoke just messages about hindrances, Father God. I pray that you open up the path, Father God. Remove all blockages in Jesus' name, Father God, because your people are free to go forward in you, Father God. Let them be all that you need them to be. Oh, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that stress, anxiety, worry, and fear, we cast all that stuff off this morning, God. Take it off of ourselves. We put our trust and our confidence in you, and we expect a blessing. We call it down right now in the name of Jesus. Bless these people, Father. You've done it before. You can do it again. In the name of Jesus, just pray in the Holy Ghost for 30 seconds, and then we'll get out of here. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Just bless your people, Father. The people need to be blessed. Hallelujah. Bless your people, Father God. Give them authority, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give your people give the obedient authority right now in the name of Jesus. Authority to make a difference. Let it show up in every way. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Let us see clearly your plan, O God. Let us see clearly your plan and obey that plan, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. thank you, Father. We give you praise for removing every hindrance. We thank you for that, Father God. We're taking it all away, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we know that out there someplace there are people out there that we have favor with. There are people out there that you're going to have favor in business with. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hook them up with those in which they will have supernatural favor with. For they can't make it without favor, Father God. So, Father God, open up favorable relationships to them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless them. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Be some on a hand today before I begin to hear you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're faithful. You're true. You're just. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody got anything? Becky, you got your announcement, dear? Or you want me to make it? Hallelujah.
Next week, we're going to start foundation class. We're going to start with people. They
I guess.
And we're going to be meeting at 9:30 in the morning, and we'll be done by 10:30.
Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Then we get to be here tonight at
7.
At 7 o'clock tonight. And Friday night is change.
Friday night is change. We're going to party on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. So either potluck or some other thing, we're just going to do that. And I know y'all think it's real crazy, and we're moving that Friday night service much later. Much later. We're doing it for a reason. So you show up. Friday night meeting is now moved till 9. Was it 10 o'clock or 9:30? 10 o'clock. There's a reason for that. So there are two meetings. And also, the women's meeting is no longer on Saturday. The women's meeting is on Fridays now. Fridays, on the second Friday, is the next women's meeting you had. And there is a women's leadership meeting this Friday night at 7 o'clock. This Friday night at 7 o'clock is a women's leadership meeting. And then we have potluck fellowship. And you can talk to Belle about what you're bringing. Hallelujah. And we'll just do the potluck fellowship and have fun. And then we'll have our meeting at probably about 9:30 to 10. Is that all right? If you don't understand what's going on, talk to somebody and they'll tell you.
Amen.
And G's here this morning. Somebody say, praise God for that. Hallelujah. All right. Y'all be blessed. We'll catch y'all. Have a cup of coffee before you go. Put some good music on, Brother Jesse.
Oh, he made me think he did.
Oh.